right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
They're having trouble there, I guess. It's the second time they played the intro.
That's so weird.
And now they went to this song.
Yo, Bam, tell them how it is.
Yeah,
I want to know what just happened twice.
I can't really explain it to you. The guy at Sirius working the engineering or playing.
Well, songs. Murray Juice replied, "What the fuck to New York?"
And they write back, "You're on.
You're on.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
We're on.
Yeah, we're
but
on.
But were we on the last two times?
What are they on? Is the question.
You don't like. Did the fans just hear two intros, or did we just do only one? As far as they know. Because we did two over here.
Yeah, we did two.
Telling you, these satellites and what happens in space nowadays is crazy. You don't know if that XM or whatever is shooting at the Sirius one. Maybe they got a score to hit. And maybe
Well, they're together now.
Yeah, I know, but merged. Maybe the guys in the satellites didn't hear
it. Start it over then. Here we go.
Welcome to Bam Margera's show. This just in. The third take to the opening of Bam Margera's show for the first time ever. We've done it three times. How many times does that make, Uncle Matt?
One.
And what does Uncle Matt like for dinner?
steak.
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Because you can eat them and stuff them in your ass for fun. That's right.
And then you put a stick in your penis hole.
Now watch it cut to a song. It'll cut to a song right now, and then we'll do a fourth intro.
It's the password. That, Rawhide is the password to cutting the station off.
Aren't they supposed to play an Offspring song right now?
I hope not.
It's I know. I thought you were playing Offspring. Oh, yeah. Why the fuck are you playing Offspring, dude?
Okay, I'd have to be high as a hell ass.
A hell ass.
He was high as a hell ass. Yeah. I came to the radio show and Chad was high as a hell ass.
High as a hell ass.
Thirsty, yeah, playing Offspring.
Offspring. I hate the Offspring, honestly. They're one of the worst. But
yeah, I think that Stinger, like, he's one of them guys that I just, if I saw him somewhere, I'd probably have to do something.
What's that one song that's so annoying at Offspring?
Meow, 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 meow.
No, it's the main,
separated.
No, it's like a white kit,
pretty
white
fly for a white guy.
Yeah, pretty fly for a white guy. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it's you fucking terrible.
You should smell Ray's breath when he does that, dude. You ever hear Ray do an Offspring impersonation?
No, I don't want to.
No, I never did either.
I'd love to smell his breath, though.
You know what? Missy was all mad at me the other day, and she was all pissed, like road rage driving down the road, and she was like going all fast, and this lady on a horse that like already hates us anyway, she's like, slow down, and Missy just skids on the brakes and she goes, then ride your fucking horse on your fucking farm, and then just drives off.
Yeah, nice.
And it's true, dude. I mean, we do live in like a farm area, but like these roads are meant for driving. Exactly. They're not meant for horse shit on them.
Yeah, really.
You know, like if you want to ride your fucking horse, then ride on your fucking farm.
I hate the
You
bike.
Have 15 fucking acres or more, ride it on your farm.
It does suck. Cause one night I drove home. That's right. That's horse music.
Ride that shit on your fucking farm, motherfucker. Spit
dang. When I rode home, I rode through this huge fucking horse shit
in
the road.
Right,
and then
in my
when
house.
I got home, I wanted to lay on my tire first like a siesta, and I just got horse shit all over my back. And then it went flat, and when I tried to change it, it got all over my fingers. And then when I wanted to lick my fingers from the food I ate, I had horse shit in my mouth. I was so mad at you. I blamed you, Bam.
All because the country bitch had to ride her fucking horse. Let's hear Missy angry. Tell me how you said it.
All right,
ready? Here we go.
Fucking horse grit,
slow down!
Why don't you ride your fucking horse on your fucking farm, not in the middle of the street? And then I just peeled out. I didn't even let her answer. I
about did she peel out on the horse?
But, yo, like,
you should have peeled out on horse shit.
Yo, but what could you possibly say to that retort? Like what?
Nothing.
I would just say, if I had to say something, I'd be like, well, this is a horse neighborhood area. People, like, that's all you can really say. Like, but, like, technically, you're not supposed to have horses on the fucking road.
Where are you going? Are you the riding
Kentucky
a horse
Derby.
To fucking Wawa or something?
No, they're not even going to Wawa. They're just fucking joyriding.
The worst is when once in a while I come to your house and there's a whole squad of fucking Tour de France. They're looking for the rest of the tour.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's all right if you're in one in single file, you can get around, but these guys ride, dude, it's such a fucking pain in the ass.
It is so annoying, and especially,
you know where they're riding to? They all ride to this one big bathtub, and they all circle around it and piss in it. It's so bizarre. I don't know why they gotta take bikes.
I'm not kidding. We're in a hurry to get to shoot a shot of the Lambo driving, and I was like, let's go on 842. 842 looks pretty cool. I am not kidding. There is a traffic jam of over 20 cars, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on in 842? It's a Saturday. I look up the hill, and I see, like, 30 asshole 10 speeds, dude. And I'm just like, and G's behind me. He's laying on the horn, too. Yeah. So they're just trying to have a leisurely bike ride, and you have 20 cars just beeping the shit out of it. Like, can't they choose a road that isn't, like, Route 842?
Exactly, and why God do they dang. Have to take up the whole lane and you can't pass?
Yeah, just go in a line.
I know. Well, it's cool like part, the windiest road, so you can't pass.
The cool part is if you hit a biker, they never get any information off of your car. They're too busy flying into fucking
rolling around in the woods.
Yeah. But like, why can't they bike
like
in like
more than one?
Why can't they bike in like a development or something? You know,
no,
like, and then cut across to the other development. Shit, you could go up Chalmont, loop around, come back down, go down Marble Drive, go up Halverson, and you probably only passed. You probably only annoyed one dude.
Or put your bike in a fucking car and drive to a park.
I know. There's there's 80 parks in 80 miles of here.
I know.
Every mile, there's a new park with a new fucking little place to bike.
I know.
Now you know why there's paint missing off the front of my old car. Remember all that paint missing off the front?
That's why my truck I just bought has that fucking huge bar in front.
Or why can't those fuckasses just go to Mitch's gym and watch television and bike in place?
Exactly.
Why can't they just put jeans and a t-shirt on? Why do they have to like paint their suits on? It's sick, dude. I swear there's two guys that had it painted on, dude.
They
have
painted on. Painted
this
on Iron Hill fucking spandex.
Yeah. Why do they have to have that space helmet?
Why do they? Who sponsors all these guys? I know the Tron helmet.
Iron Hill
Check out Bam's shoes. Look at those.
Iron Hill has a team.
Pull one of those off.
I saw this guy ride in.
Because I'm going jogging after
on
this.
On the back of his shirt, there was a bicycle. Like his outfit was white. In the back of it, there was just a big 10 speed going from like shoulder to shoulder.
One guy was just wrapped in an LCD screen of a video of himself riding a bike. I was like, that's insane. That's fucking insane. I can't drive down the street and look at this guy. Fucking blew my mind.
One dude was like a hologram once.
I see
just
that
like,
guy.
What is that?
Yeah, I honked at him and then he hit the brakes and went right through him, dude. Fucking bizarre.
You look like one of them baseball card hologram things.
You turn it.
I was in the Lambo just yesterday and I think I cut somebody off pretty bad and then we pulled up to Market Street, right? So we're parallel to each other. He's like, you just cut me off. I just look at him and go, and then I feel like, what do you say to somebody who's like, hey man, you just cut me off? It just shows that you don't care at all.
Dude, that's like that bitch in Boston when we played the Boston Avalon and we stayed at this hotel and this bitch just comes up like, move this van out of the lobby. And I'm like, we're just waiting on Hannah to load an ambulance.
Oh, that crazy.
And she's like, move this vehicle right now. And I just went, right in her face.
Yeah, it was
like,
funny.
And she just didn't know what to do.
The look on her face is so funny because you were just like,
because what do you say to somebody that's so out of control? The only reason, the only thing you can do is be even more out of control.
I would love shit like that.
Dude, it was great.
Seeing them get aggro about my little amplifier that I'm getting ready to move any minute.
Like,
it's
wait,
like, move this right now. Like, who would ever cooperate with a bitch like that? Like, okay, ma'am, I'll do it right now. I'd be like,
She looked like, you are the weakest link. Remember that chick?
Yeah.
She looked exactly like her, dude.
Hane. That's Hane. Don't they say Hane looks like that?
Hane
will break
my
head.
The wedding planner.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hane wants me to set him up with her. He asked me last night.
Really?
He's like, do you still have Sarah's number? Can you hook
They
me
look
up
exactly the same.
Yeah.
They really do look exactly the same.
Sarah's couple. Hane.
Hane's prettier, though.
Sarah's Hane with a pussy.
You imagine this guy's doing 69, you wouldn't know which end to go look
at. And she lifts, too, right?
Why would you go and look at either end? What?
Imagine if they're 69, you wouldn't know what end to go look at.
Hey, look at those two people, 69. Let's go look at one of the other.
Which one?
Would you ever see
a pussy in Hane's mouth or a cock in Sarah's mouth?
That dude's dick's in her mouth. That girl's pussy's in his. Which one do we look at?
Yo, do you know the official story behind it?
No, no. What?
Kevin, my uncle, he's having like a this battle between their neighbors back and forth, and he's trying to piss them off so bad, and the other neighbor's like doing the same, calling the cops on him all the time. So the neighbor's peacefully mowing his lawn, and Kevin's just sitting outside on the front porch going, and then the guy called the cops. The cops show up. They're like, what's the problem? He's like, officer, I'm peacefully trying to mow my lawn. He's sitting there on his front porch going, ee. And then Kevin's like, is there a problem with going, ee, officer? And then the officer's like, well, I mean, he can technically go, ee. Like, they're arguing over, ee. I laughed so fucking
they're
hard.
Trying to come up with a law for it.
Dude, don't you think it's way more annoying? Like, instead of, like, somebody mowing the lawn and you're, like, throwing, like, water at them or just going, like, you're a fucking faggot or something like that. Yeah. It's so much worse just going, ee.
What do you do to that? No.
Like, you just have to mow. Like,
when you do that sound.
Yeah.
It's so
you're mowing the lawn and, like, you just have to look at some dude just all tweaked on the front porch, just going, like, what do you say? Shut up? Because he's just going to do it more.
Dude, Kevin's brilliant in that way. Remember that he got into an argument with that one huge biker dude about something, and Kevin just kept throwing him over the fence. And then the guy would climb the fence and come at him again, and then he'd just get thrown over the fence again. And then after three times, he's just like, maybe I shouldn't climb the fence.
No, it was at a Little League game.
Yeah, it was a Little League.
And he was the coach of the other team, and Kevin, and they were arguing over this, like, nine-year-old kid who was safe first baser out.
No, it isn't.
and
really good.
Dude, there's all these like 9-year-old kids just sitting there, and Kevin's like, he was fucking safe, and the other guy's like, he was fucking out. He was fucking safe. He was fucking, listen, motherfucker. And then they start Kevin kicks his ass, throws him over a fence in front of all these parents and kids. Yeah. And he's like, and he actually said this to the guy. He goes, if you come back over this fucking fence, I'm gonna fucking kill you. There's all these kids.
Dude,
just like,
whoever the 9-year-old was, he's gonna climb a tower and just start shooting.
Like,
day.
It's a Little League game. Like, I would have just been like, fine, he's out, whatever. You know? Whatever, he's out. Like, no, they take it like, way dude, serious down at Marcus Hook.
Did you ever hear about the mom who killed another mom because her daughter made the cheerleading team and the other daughter didn't, and it was this big competition and
yeah.
it was a murder over it?
That's understandable.
What town?
It was in the South somewhere. Maybe Texas.
That's understandable. I mean, come
that
on.
That shit goes down there in Texas.
It made like a Lifetime movie about it.
Dude, all like Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, like
those places are fucked.
All they live for is the football game at high school on Friday night. And like, if you're a guy, you need to make that football team, and if you're the girl, you need to be a motherfucking cheerleader, or else you are nobody down there. You are a fucking nobody if you don't play football or be a cheerleader, dude.
Indiana was that way too, man. Indiana was that way.
All of the Midwest is just like high school in the Midwest is just fucking football's tonight, and my fucking cheerleader girlfriend's gonna be standing there watching me make a motherfucking touchdown.
And it's gonna be perfect. And then high school's over, and they're stuck there going, "Where's the crowd cheering me on to go to work?"
Yeah. And then, no. And then as soon as they graduate high school, then they're just all miserable living in their Midwest house, just singing, "Remember Glory Days." Remember that touchdown I used to get?
Now
they're all fatty potatoes and shit.
Dude, I fucking tried
potatoes.
I tried
Uncle
out.
Rico.
Yeah.
Like
Uncle Rico. Like,
go back to 83.
Throw a football over the mountain.
Back in 83? Man, I could throw a football over the mountains.
Bam, I tried out for football in Indiana, and they made me run around that fucking field for nothing. They cut me, right? I was like, all right. So I went out for basketball. Then I ran up and down the bleachers and fucking did stupid scrimmages and shit. And they cut me from that motherfucker. I was like, ugh! So I went out for track. There I am running track, smoking cigarettes. Coming in like ninth place every fucking time. I was like, this fucking sucks. I'm fucking so pissed. So I just joined the burnouts, man, and I came in like
the
second.
Burnouts.
Dude, even the coaches take that shit so seriously. Like, I remember Hannah was on the wrestling team in high school, and
Hannah.
Yeah. And he was he was fainting at the lunch table. I'm like, Hannah, you all right, man? He's like,
I gotta make weight.
I'm like, well, like so he was so concerned to lose 6 pounds by Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it was like Monday, and he's like, if I don't eat anything until the actual meet, then I'll eat a Snickers bar,
no.
I'll win the fucking match, and I'll be 6 pounds less. That means I could go to the lighter gym or to the lighter weight, because if I go to the heavier weight, then like I'm probably going
to
get my ass kicked.
Not to mention he's all dehydrated and
like
you can't drink water, because water adds weight.
Water.
You can't even
if you don't have water in your body, you're going to die.
Water.
Okay. Jesse's Philly accent, dude.
Water.
Your
water.
Water.
Water. It is water. Water.
Oh! Double the fuck dragon pussy! Yeah!
That was right after he ate a sandwich.
I thought he curses in the middle of it. Not fucking double dragon.
But like,
double
fuck dragon pussy!
If you actually do make weight, and then it's just like, all right, you made weight. Cheers. All right, you're up. You'd be like, like all drowsy and shit. Like, I just need like a piece of bread, dude. Like, fucking anything for energy. Like, Christ.
And then this dude fucking sits on your face and smashes you right to the mat, and you just suffocate in his ass crack.
Hey, are you all right? You sure you don't want a bite of, like, a ham and cheese or something? No, I've been snorting sugar.
If I was a wrestler,
I snort sugar, I'll make weight.
If I was a wrestler, I wouldn't wash my balls for, like, a week.
Oh, yeah.
And I would win every match. I just put my balls right in the dude's face, and then he's like, oh, God, I don't care, I'm losing.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you just fucking shit your pants and be like, come on, let's go, fat fucker. Yeah.
Remember back in Stetson, Steve Crawlers was wrestling, and some guy just stands up in the bleachers, and he goes, look, he's everybody, it's got a fucking Woody. And he's like, no, I don't.
Dude, just imagine popping a boner and an auditorium is laughing at you.
And, like, you're in a wrestling outfit, you already look dumb,
tight
and you're fucking 69 and another dude, and you end up getting a hard-on about it.
So, dude, if you get a boner in that wrestling outfit, dude, it's going to be like, there's no way to hide it. Like, it's just going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, really. Looks like you got a banana in your pocket or something.
Dude, Casey, dude, this kid who was mentally challenged and he was on the wrestling thing, and he's squeezing the guy's balls on the other thing, and they're like, Chucky, let go of him now. He's like, they're like, let go of his balls. Like, no. Like, he started freaking out.
But did he win?
I think it just got canceled because, like, he just started freaking out and he just wouldn't let go of the guy's balls. And he's like, the ball, I can't breathe. Chucky, let go of him. No. It's a foul ball. Daddy, no.
It's a foul ball. I went to see Hannah wrestle once. It was, like, eighth grade when we were Stetson Middle School, and they were wrestling Pierce Middle School, and on the mat was just a giant PMS.
It just said PMS
so big.
Pierce Middle School.
Yeah.
It's just a big mat that says PMS all over.
Like, that's like not even... It's so funny that it's not funny.
Go to Penn State, they got a big PU on the fucking wrestling mat.
No, it's PSU.
PSU.
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything.
You could stand for something.
What is you look at?
PSU.
Let's play some Tiger Army, then I'm going to play a little clip of Ming Hags because we're pretty much 80% done and it's going real good. So I'm going to play the stuff after this. This is Tiger Army with Power of Moonlight. Radio Bam Series 20 Faction.
The power. Yo, yo, yo. That was Tiger Lion. Now back to Radio Band. Jessel Tall, Shitbirds, Chad, Murray Juice, D. Camello, and Missy.
Yo, let me tell you, Tico.
Huh?
Okay. My mailing, what is it?
The fan mail.
The fan mail.
Yeah.
Any fan mail gets sent to, which I guess people obviously don't know, my grandparents, my mom's side.
Yeah, yeah. Your grandfather does it all.
Well,
right?
Some dude sends like all these like printed pictures of Missy on the Playboy thing. Like, can you please get Missy to sign this? And like my grandparents like,
did they not know?
And opened the envelope full of naked pictures of me.
Did they not know?
It was like D style bent over photos and shit, like fucking titties all hanging out.
Not even the photos that I approved for the website.
Yeah.
Somehow they got leaked. Other ones that I don't even like.
Yeah,
and
ones that were like
leaked ones.
Yeah, yeah, ones that we said don't put this out, and somehow they got put out anyway.
Yeah, he sent them to Sam and Velma.
Shit, my dad probably spilled coffee all over.
Wait, Velma's only response was, "April, she's pretty." Oh my god, I'm so freaking embarrassed.
Insane.
He spilled coffee all over.
You want to hear some?
Who did?
I'm gonna play a Ming Hags clip. Ready? Okay. This is what we've been filming these days. This is the bagger and pup up together.
Hey, Dad.
Jesus Christ, Ralph. Aren't you busy looking for a job today?
No, there's a b-ball game coming on at 4.
You can't watch no b-ball game. You gotta get a job.
Nah, I'm gonna try to get laid tonight.
Ralph, I'm getting tired of it. You wanna get a job today? T-O-D-A-Y.
This is muffed up. I'm taking a day off.
Back in the war, we kill sissies like you. I like to shoot you, stupid.
You couldn't have decided of a barn.
If we were in the jungle, I'd slice your throat.
This is the jungle. My cat will save me.
I can't believe that I had sex to even make you.
Sex makes people?
What a waste of pleasure.
My name is Ralph.
Your forehead makes a good target. By the end of the day, you better have a job or else. You see this? It's gonna hurt.
Oh man.
God damn.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Dude, pup up and bagger together are
what a
amazing.
Waste of pleasure.
What a waste of pleasure.
I love how he's in a life vest and his little cat's in a life vest.
Yeah.
I don't think this cat's too good right now.
They're in a kitchen. Why would
here's another scene. Novak's playing the gay biker.
Watch.
And I'm sleeping.
It's 9 in the morning. What are you doing? For your information, lowlife, it's 2 in the afternoon. It's 9! Fix your watch. You need to be watched a little while. Your mother said you're on that job. Screw my mom. I don't want to watch her make out with you.
I hear you talking about me in there.
Mom, come on, man. It's got to be now. Yeah, it's got to be now.
What's going on?
Get outside and watch that little while like your mother requested. I can't deal with this.
He's proof there is no God.
Well, I love his mother, and he treats her with no respect, so I'm bringing respect to this trailer.
Come on, I gotta get out of here.
Get off your sister, you little dirtbag!
It's my half-sister.
Son, one day you'll be in love. You'll discover it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, a message from the gay biker. This is great. Lenny, the gay biker is right. Love is the most important thing.
Oh my god, now you're feeding into his bullshit, dude?
No, love is the most important thing.
Oh my god, I'll be outside.
You know, I'm gonna change my life. I'm gonna stop drinking, and I'm gonna earn Libby's respect back.
Even your buddies understand me.
Man, thank you, gay biker.
And then he shoots a needle in his ass because he humped some girl from Marcus Hook.
You basically gotta see this. More than here.
Just some little teasers.
Yeah, I'm just giving some teasers because it won't be out for maybe 3 or 4 months.
You're such a tease.
Mm. I'm a dick tease.
You just got some random porn star to play your half-sister slash girlfriend.
Who does that?
Well, Gina Lynn is a porn star, and she actually lives in Reading, PA. So she's like, if you ever need me to come down and film, I'm like, actually, you could come down and film at our little trailer park right now if you want. So she's like, all right, I'll be down tomorrow. So
we got borrowed my panties for the scene, and then she returned them so politely and left them on the kitchen table, and then somebody stole them.
Somebody actually stole them.
One of the boys here at this house
one
stole
of the boys.
My panties.
Maybe it was a
everybody's like 30. What are I heard
it was one of the boys.
Oh. And they put the whole pair in their mouth? Is that what they did?
That trailer
you
park.
You never know.
They look like Spider-Man had a hold on them.
The trailer park was so fucked. I went to the Hobbit Hole to get some drum stuff out of there because we were tracking some CKY shit. And I get the drum out and I just like, I'm like, what the fuck was that? Like, there's just like goats and shit back there running around. Like, where the hell am I?
You're at Bab's house.
These are the goats when they arrive. These are the goats, Jesse. I recorded the goats when they came here. This is them.
Yeah.
This is the actual goats that we have up.
What?
Oh, shit. What's happening to that one?
I know, dude.
Hannah was letting them out. Hannah and Seth were letting them out of the van when they got up. Oh, dude.
I'm so addicted to E now. Kevin, my uncle, he works at the house. He comes in, he's like,
I think somebody was messing with you because they threw a tranny porn over the fence. I think a bunch of fans were trying to mess with you. I was like, no. I'm like, Hustler sent me the tranny porn, and it was in my CD book, and I was like, dude, I got to get rid of this thing. So I just chucked it out the window. He's like, oh, so you threw it out. I was like, yeah. He's like, so you want me to throw it away? I'm like, yeah, just throw it away. He's like, all right, I'll throw it away. after I watch it.
Bitch got balls six.
No, that was that. This one was called Tranny Shop.
Oh, man.
Yo, what's up, Kevin?
Hey. Yeah.
After I watch it.
Remember Tranny Shop? Remember you found the CD Tranny Shop out there?
I watched it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I masturbated.
Was it any good?
I didn't watch it. I put it in my neighbor's mailbox. not my enemy neighbor, my friend. Neighbor.
Why don't you put it in your enemy neighbor?
Because they would have called the cops.
So what?
It already got me for going, eee!
Yeah, but what can the cops do about you putting it? You could just say, hey, I thought he liked transvestites, so I was giving him a gift.
He do like them. He likes little boys. Eee!
But what? Is what I don't understand is, suppose you wrapped it up as a present. And you said, hey, man, like...
I wrote his name on it when I gave it to my neighbor.
Yeah. So you were trying to bury the hatchet with him, that's all. Just tell the cops that.
I'm sorry, I got you.
But you know what? The cops are going to start to get annoyed with him.
He during the winter, but I didn't take it. I shrugged him aside. He parked on my bumper for 3 months, 2 inches away. And then I went ballistic. I'm done with them. The kids' gloves are off.
Dude, I think the cops would get more annoyed with him being like,
"Come no more."
Yeah,
they came once in the last week and a half.
You know what? Because they probably call. Yeah, and they probably call and they're like, "Look, you put a fucking DVD in your mailbox. Just get over it, you fucking idiot."
Yes.
You know, like they probably get so annoyed by shit like that. Yeah. There's shootings going on down the road, and they're wasting their time with a freaking.
There's a song by Eminem where he throws up and then
Yeah.
You make me sick. I mean, I still got like 300 for an hour playing. Just play the part where he's. Here I go again, thinking of you. So sick to my stomach.
You make me fucking sick to my stomach every time I think of you.
Use the fucking mic, Kevin.
Yeah.
Use the microphone.
Put the mic up to your mouth.
You know, Kevin don't know what to drink, the mic or the beer.
Take a sip of the mic and talk into the beer. That's good.
I know you had to be so close. I thought you had high tech shit here.
Yeah. It's high tech.
So high tech. Well,
I would love to stick around, but I gotta go home and torment my neighbors some more. I'm getting my voice back and everything.
Ease for my neighbor. I can't get all your my ease here.
Well, if you're leaving, dude, take it easy.
Take it easy.
That coal is
I'm on fire.
Look at that. Matt Chipper, did you go and play your gig?
You're in Florida?
Yeah, I did. Two shows in Florida.
Yeah?
Really? You got another one?
How was it?
It was fun. I had a good time. Fucking blew toilet paper all over the place, man, and did jacking off while crying at full speed. Fucking
jacking off while crying.
You know what? Jacking off while crying.
Been there.
I'm moving out of here.
What's the title?
It's called Jacking Off at Full Speed While Crying. So jacking off at full speed while crying.
The one we recorded the other day is the best, though.
Don't squirt.
Shitting in the shower saves
don't worry.
Wait, what is it, Justin?
Oh, yeah. Shitting in the shower saves a half an hour.
It's fucking half an hour. Who takes a shit for half an hour?
Sometimes, man. You ever get the shit where, like, you wipe your ass and it's like a crayon over and over and over? You're like, fuck! I gotta go to work! Jesus Christ, you gotta get back in the shower, stick your finger up there to get rid of the crayon.
What?
Yeah. It's like a goddamn eraser that just won't stop giving, man.
Because you just have like a hunk of poop in your butt that just doesn't want to fall out. Yeah. So every time you wipe, you keep getting more and more out of it. So you have to use a whole roll. Like, you're better off just going in the shower, spreading your asshole apart, and letting the water wash it all out.
Shitting in the shower, it saves a half an hour.
Yeah.
Sweet, dude. When do we get to hear that? Is that coming out on CD?
It's in rough mix right now. We're going to put it out on CD.
Bam plays keyboards on
you
that
You get
one,
real
actually.
Serious on the mixing, are you?
Do I?
Yeah.
It's to the point now where...
We recorded the music a bit ago.
What's the music?
It's like...
For what?
For shitting in the shower saves a half an hour.
Is that like, an R Kill or just Uncle Matt and the Shippers?
It's Uncle Matt and the Shippers.
Which one did I play?
I think your album should be called Greatest Shits.
Uncle Matt and the Shippers, Greatest Shits.
Dude, that would be great because like Greatest Shits is the very first album. How the fuck could it be the greatest greatest hit?
Because every song is so good that it's a greatest shit.
Thanks, Jeff.
I love my uncle.
I'm going to play some... hey, let's play some Arctic Monkeys, would you? I love this album.
The Farting Monkeys.
Track 6. I'll get you that Cigarillo deco.
Okay.
All right, this is Radio Babe 628. Thank you.
Here it is. Farting Monkeys.
Sit up and you don't look the same.
Well, I haven't seen you since last year. Yeah, surprisingly, you have forgotten my name, but you know it. Yeah, you knew it all along. Oh, when you say you have forgotten, but you're living, oh, tell me I'm wrong. So what do you know? Oh, you know nothing. Yeah, but I still take you home. Oh, yeah, I still take you home. So what do you know? We'll and I fancy you with a passion. Are you a top shelf princess, a rock star too? But you're a fan, you're a passion, and I'm having a job trying to talk to you, but it's alright. Yeah, I'll put it on one side. Oh, cause everybody's looking, you've got control of everyone's eyes, including mine. Radio Bam.
How the fuck you say it? It's a serious. Yeah. I'm serious. 28.
In the faction. It saves a half an hour.
Shipper, you know I'm hosting the VH1 Rock Honors in Vegas this week.
That's fucking really? Rad.
That's awesome.
Dude. Yeah, that's cool. Pretty nuts.
Ozzy's playing. I'm introducing them. Genesis, Heart, and. Fucking hell, who's the other? ZZ Top.
God damn.
Yeah, and
sweet, dude, you gotta give Fireball Jim a ZZ Top autograph, dude.
I have to introduce Cameron Diaz and Robin Williams and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, dude, Lennon's in the car with me, right? We pull out in front of the store. He's like, oh, hold on, I gotta run in and get cigarettes. And then he just starts laughing uncontrollably. We're out front of Eckerd. I'm like, what? What's so funny? He's like, oh, who's that guy? Who's that guy? I'm like, who? He's like, Morecambe Mindy. I'm like, Robin Williams? He's like, yeah, look. It just points up. It just says 1 hour photo outside of Eckerd. I'm like, dude, you're fucking simple, dude.
He was laughing because I'm in that movie 1 hour photo.
I was like, what?
Dude, I took him in a ride in the Lambo and I gunned it one time and it was like rain. And he was like, ah! and then this bird came down and we almost hit him and he was like, ah!
Losing his fucking mind.
I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, we almost hit a bird. So what? Like, and then I gun it and then he just starts laughing his ass off.
Dude, one time he saw a picture. It's actually these shoes. My shoe was bent like this. Like it was running away, and he thought that was the funniest thing. It was just an accidental picture of my foot like this. He was like, look, you're getting away. You're running.
You're getting away.
Dead serious. He thought it was so fucking funny.
There's nothing wrong with being able to laugh at almost everything. I wish I could laugh at fucking anything.
Oh, dude. He's like a stand-up's dream.
Shit, dude. That's a blessing, man. Jesus.
Dude, if you get joy in a picture of a foot looking like it's getting away, then let's trade brains, dude, because I want to be you.
I know. Entertained like that, man. There's a Chinese guy down in Philly Case like that. I could be like, yo, what's up, Tree? You're like, what the fuck did I say? It's funny. I said, what's up? And he's like, oh, you're funny, man. You funny guy. You funny.
Don't you hate when somebody builds up a movie so hard and you're like all psyched to watch it and then you get like maybe a chuckle?
Yeah, I hate that.
Hey, Shipbird, you going to play Shitting in the Shower to save a half an hour?
That's keyboard stuff, though, isn't it?
Well, what are you going to play? Yeah. Jacking off at full speed while crying?
Yeah, do that.
I could do, really? I'm going to surprise you guys. Ready?
Okay.
Welcome back to Shipbirds, ladies and gentlemen.
Live.
I'd walk through camel tofu just to hear you fart on the phone. I'd walk through caribou poo just to hear you fart on the phone all alone. My camel tofu. May I please suck on your breast? Put my dick in your oval nest. I don't really want to take a breath. Just want to suck on your breast. My caribou poo. I'd walk through caribou poo just to hear you fart on the phone. I'd walk knee deep through caribou poo just to hear you fart on the phone.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? What is a caribou? One of them big fucking deer?
It's like a moose.
Yeah, a reindeer.
It's a big ass moose.
Dude, like.
Oval nest. That was an awesome line.
I'm just picturing Matt, like, in Australia on the road and for the CKY tour, just trying to talk to
people.
Hey, but I just want to hear you fart on the phone. Oh, yeah, baby, I miss you so bad.
And there it did.
And you'd walk through caribou poo just to hear that phone call. And then you have to walk the fuck back home to it again.
That was good, man. You got a good fucking voice, dude.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that sounded awesome.
Thanks.
No auto-tune for you, dude. Yeah,
sure. Hell no, I don't need a goddamn auto-tune.
I'd walk through caribou poo just to hear you fart on the phone all alone.
All alone.
Oh, we did Shipbird Serenade with full like band too.
Oh, that yeah dude. That turned out good. I can't wait till you hear that. That's
on the Shipbird album, Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds.
Yep. Yeah,
Uncle Matt. So you played your own show. Who backed you at the show? How'd you have?
It was just acoustic.
Yeah, I did acoustic, and I used my iPod to blend it.
Sweet, dude. How many awesome. People were there?
Yeah, Avenged Sevenfold like, has Pro Tools mix, and you have an iPod.
I got an iPod mix.
they saying they play to a recorded track?
No.
Who doesn't these days?
I know. Every band does now.
I was just going to...
Yeah,
I was
it sucked when the recorded tracks are the guitars, dude, drums, bass, and vocals. Yeah. You know, it's one thing. If it's,
you know what's
like
hilarious?
A fucking goddamn bird squeak.
I just heard in L.A. that Prince was playing a concert, and Paris Hilton got, like, front tickets to go see it or whatever, and Prince just goes, "Oh, look, everybody, it's Paris Hilton. She just put out an album. Well, why don't you get up here, Paris? Let's see. Why don't you sing a song? Let's see if you can really sing."
Oh,
and she got up and left.
Oh, dude,
this is Paris.
Pro Tools.
That's Paris.
Dude, that song is awesome.
Okay, what's this song in? Oh, it's in the key of C.
You know what?
What's Paris singing in? F. Well, bring it up to C.
I want it in the key of me.
You know what, though? The song is pretty catchy, but she didn't write it. Someone else did.
Yeah, the Go-Go's girl did.
So is all that she did was go in, sing off key, and then they put it in tune, and then is all they're using is her pretty face.
Dude. And the best
they
is,
just want her pretty face on the cover and says Paris Hilton because it'll sell records.
Every once in a while, I'll get the Billboard Business Magazine, which all the A&R a-holes look at and shit.
Whoa,
and they just
that's big talk.
No. Like when I'm at an office,
CKY said something bad about a record.
But no, this is the best. In there, it has who writes the songs and pictures of them. Actually, like so, like it'll be some 50 Cent song or like some gangster rap dude, and you should see the guy who writes it. He looks like fucking Bill Gates, dude. He's just like, it's so funny. Like that dude wrote.
Just
like,
picture Bill Gates like with a pad of pen and paper, just like yeah, motherfucker,
straight up balling,
straight up balling, motherfucker. Like, just Bill Gates just sitting in his pad with a notebook,
rocking gold fronts. He's like some computer software designer,
rocking gold fronts. I got money in the bank.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny, dude.
I get money in the bank. Would you show me what you tank?
Because I want a slut. And then,
and then Bill Gates has to show up to 50 Cent House. Okay, now this is how you say this one. I got money in the bank. Now show me what you drank. Say it just like that, okay, Fitty? Yeah,
this is how you say this, man. Yeah, the dude who writes 50 Cent songs looks like a mix between Chris Hanna and Bill Gates.
And then, and then 50, after you're done that little hook part, maybe you could go, maybe you could do that, 50.
Dude, who
why
came
don't
up
try
with,
that?
Who came up with that keyboard part? You know that one? Dude, whoever came up with that, I want to kill them. I want to end them.
How about you ever hear that one song that's it's like it's got the horse in the background? It's like
that's better than
it's a horse over and over again. It's
that's
fucking horse for sale.
Oh man, god damn.
Oh yeah, wee boom 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 boom
fucking Atari.
Ah god damn, man, it's a horse fucking loop.
And that dude Send Dog in Cypress Hill, he just gets paid to go on tour and just go.
I'm gonna warm up my
Is he still in it?
Yeah. Like he'll just pump up the actual singer. Like he'll just be in the background, just co-signing on everything he says. He'll just be like, what up? What up? Like in the background of him actually rapping.
That's all Puff Daddy would do on everybody. He would just, that's
he'd
right.
Just sample like a David Bowie song and just be like, like he just talks over it. Like anyone can do that.
That's right.
Wow. I think it's time to go, my niggies.
Yeah.
Jess, you want to play a Viking Skull?
Yeah. That's right.
Play track 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Play track 9.
What track is that, Jess?
This track features the one and only Chad Ginsburg doing some solos and Reverend Jim Fireball.
I like this one.
Background vocals. Very good. Very
Viking
good song.
Skull, are you playing in this band?
Yes, I played drums on this record.
Who makes
I pretty much who Chad I. Ginsburg.
Blame it.
Yeah, dude, it's a good fucking record. We had a great time making it, and Chad mixed it, and it sounds fucking great. And here it is, The Hidden Flame.
Ladder.
I walk for an emptiness in a shadow of a bleeding soul. Blackened dreams of endless peace. I'm tired in this walking soul. I'll keep walking on through the night, through the wind and the rain. I'll keep walking on till I find the hidden flame.
That was funny.
That was Viking Skull, Hidden Flame, and this
featuring is... featuring Shitbirds, Chad, the Brandywine Eel, and Reverend Jim. That's a lot of guest appearances.
This is the Radio Bam signing off, and I'm going to end this with Rackamas Profound to love her on her knees. Goodbye.
Adios.
Eastern 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.